trying to work with levels one, twos, and threes, you're gonna start questioning yourself. Does what I have, if it's really good, how come they didn't get results? That's not your ideal client. You shouldn't have been working with them. If I'm so good at what I do, how come I didn't get them the breakthrough? You shouldn't have been working with them. They don't have the mindset to get the results that you need because your messaging was targeting levels one, twos, and threes. And I always say, ignore levels one, twos, and threes. Those are not your people. There's another coach for them. It's not you.
Welcome to Messaging for Impact, a podcast hosted by Queenette Wobedo, founder of Profitable Coach Institute. Queenette guides you on growing your business and sales confidence. Join Queenette as she dives deep into the world of messaging mastery, helping you attract the right audience, enroll paying clients, and create a lasting impact with your message. Get ready to enroll the right fit clients effectively and efficiently, while still having plenty of space in your calendar for family and fun. It's time to transform your messaging and generate clients on demand. And remember, you are an unstoppable queen.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another special episode. Today, we are going to talk about how to clarify your niche in 2025. So this is so important. This is going to be a really, really good episode. If you have been feeling confused and not sure like what your niche is, how to position yourself, what space to claim, and all those things, today we're going to talk about that. We're going to do a deep dive. Again, just announcing that this is also a YouTube video. So if you're listening on the podcast and feels slightly different, just know that there's a video version of this. And so you can see all of my my movements, how I'm doing all the things and my smile, all the things, right? So if you want to watch and like, how are you recording these videos? This is a little bit different. I can't be in my bonnet and whatever else I got going on. So I'm live on camera, like recording on camera. And so go on YouTube so you can see this live. And if you're already on YouTube, so happy to be here with you. My name is Queenette Wobedo. I am a messaging and marketing coach for coaches who care to make a big difference in the lives of other people. If you care to transform the lives of people and to grow a lucrative and profitable coaching business, you are in the right place. And today we're going to do a deep dive on how to clarify your niche in 2025. Okay. So I have my notes here. And I think that's the only thing about recording live is that you do have notes. And, you know, I mean, I do have notes and I'm just like, I just want to give the, I want to give good content and also engage on YouTube. Right. So let's dive right in. Right. So what is the importance of having a niche, right? A niche is not just like, okay, here's the category that I'm in. Like, here's the category that I'm in, right? A niche is like, if you think about it, is like, where does your expertise, the things that you're passionate about, right? And where does that intersect with what your clients desire, right? Like what your clients desire and their needs are, especially needs, right? When you figure out, I am really good at this, I'm passionate about this, and here's what my client needs. Now you're getting to the point where you have a clear niche because you have a clear ideal client. Your ideal client will start saying, I understand you. I feel seen by you and all those things, right? So the reason why you have to get really clear on your niche is because your ideal client needs to feel like you get them, right? Another thing when it comes, when you don't have your niche clarified and all those things is that, a lot of times people feel like, I don't want to limit myself, right? You don't want to limit yourself. So you feel like, and I've struggled with this as well, right? I feel like I don't want to limit myself. Like I have so much to talk about, right? Like I have so many things to share. And if I limit myself, then it feels like I'm not expressing all of me. I'm not showing all of who I am, right? And so another thing is like feeling like, oh my goodness, like I am not able to express all of who I am. I'm not able to share everything. I feel like I have a straight, I remember one time I feel like I had a straight jacket on and I felt like, oh, let me loose. Let me talk. Let me just say what I want to say. Like, you know, like I don't want to feel constrained. I don't want to feel like I'm put in a box. Right. And so again, one of those things to have in mind is that clarifies your niche is that it helps you again, incorporate the things that you are passionate about and the things that you have expertise in And that meets a client's need. That's the sweet spot. That's the sweet spot. Okay. Another thing is, think about it as like, instead of feeling like, because I remember when I used to say tribe, people used to feel a certain way. When I used to say tribe, your tribe, your tribe, people used to feel like, oh, I'm excluding people. And it was like, no, I'm not excluding anybody. I'm just being clear that I'm talking to an unstoppable queen. I'm just being clear that I'm talking to women who desire to make an impact. I'm just being clear that I really, really deeply care about people who want to create a true transformation for people. That it's okay if you want to be an influencer, but if you really want to change the lives of people, and you can, I'm not saying you can't do both, then I'm really here for you because I want, because coaching is so important, right? In my life, it has been important in my life and has changed my life, that I want us to make sure that when we're saying that we're a coach, we're also having the intention of transforming the lives of people. I just want that full integrity when we use the word coach, right? And so that's one of the things that I believe in. That's one of the things that I think that's very important when you're thinking like, okay, tribe versus not tribe. You're not excluding anyone. You're just saying that this is the group of people you work with. I work with unstoppable queens who want to make a difference. Who do you work with, right? So we're gonna do a we're gonna go deeper into that today, okay? All right. So yeah, I think I did introduce myself. Okay, so let's go in because sometimes I just start and I just run. All right, so one of the things, right? There's three steps to clarify your niche. There's three steps to clarify your niche, especially in 2025, right? The first step is something that I teach called the profitable skill, right? Your profitable skill is the purpose that pays you, okay? Your profitable skill is the purpose that pays you. You know, before when you used to hear about purpose, you think purpose is about the impact, and it's true. Purpose is about the impact that you're supposed to have, right? Within purpose is a profitable skill. That's the purpose that pays you. It's the reason why people want to pay you money, right? So I'm not going to sugarcoat it and call it people want to pay you in coffee. People want to pay you in thank yous. No, we're talking about clear green cash payment money. Okay. So I just want to be clear about that purpose. There's different things for that, right? Purpose is a different conversation, but within purpose is the purpose that people want to pay you for. Pay you for. Okay. This is so important. When I discovered this, it was like, oh, the heavens opened up. Yes, this is why people are coming, right? So let me give you an example, right? So I was coaching. I remember when I finally got really clear that messaging was like this secret sauce, this sweet spot that I had really passion and expertise in, right? I was coaching one of my clients. She was a doctor at the time, right? And she was working full time and growing her coaching business at the time. She was a coach for moms, like a book coach for moms, right? And I remember she had been in masterminds and different programs and things like that. And when she came to me, I was looking at like, you know, some of her messaging and her positioning. And I was like, this doesn't make sense based on what I know about her from interviewing her, from pulling think information from her and things like that. I said, you know, but why are you know, serving this type of mom when these kind of mom needs you the most? So we positioned her messaging, tweaked things around, and within 3 weeks, she triple her income? She doubled her income in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, same everything, just tweaked the messaging to a different type of mom, right? So I remember she used to say, Queenette is a beast when it comes to messaging. Another client used to say that too. Queenette, when it comes to messaging, there's something about it. She's just, when it comes to your messaging, and so I remember feeling like, whoa, so many people keep saying the same thing over and over. No matter what I do, it's like this activation, this clarity, this, if they say things like I help them shine. And so I started paying attention to the patterns, like, there might be something about this messaging thing, right? And so when I discovered like they're coming to grow their coaching business, it's true. They're coming for the messaging, but here's what I want you to look at. I noticed that some of the testimonials I will get is that I also help them do something. Like I also, when they're with me and they're my presence, my coaching, I activate them to move, right? So I'm going to view some behind the scenes so you can understand how this works, right? If you get this, you're going to love this because you're going to have two types of messaging. Now, this is like some good stuff, okay? So see if you can follow what I'm saying, right? My profitable skill to people outside, like if you're listening now and you're like, whatever, my profitable skill to you all, because I have to say this way in order for you to say, yes, Queenette's my coach, right? My profitable skill to you is nailing your messaging and your marketing, making sure that your messaging is nailed, dialed in, your offer is sweet, juicy, irresistible, people want it, and matching that messaging to attract high caliber clients who want to pay you high ticket. And we do that in 30 days or less, right? Especially if you have already been on social media in about 6 months to grow a really good coaching business if you haven't really been getting traction, right? So I know that that's what I have to say because that's my messaging to attract my ideal clients, right? But what I know, right? So my messaging, like if I'm talking to you now, like I'm trying to give you two versions. There's a front end kind of information and there's a back end information that I would speak to my clients about, right? So I'm like, say it this way, but know that they're paying you for this. They don't know how to tell you that they're paying you for this because they're not able to articulate that, right? So there's front end that things that you say on your social media and your marketing that they'll pay you for. And you know that really the skill set that you're using to create those changes is also this. So if this sounds confusing, I'm gonna try to be as clear as I can. So on the front end, messaging, people pay me for messaging, marketing, putting together the coaching program, especially with curriculum design. I'm really good at helping people create a rapid results for their clients, right? So those types of things are core skill sets that I just already have, period, right? I help people with it. I have it. However, there's a skill that I don't necessarily sell out loud that I also know that people are coming to pay me for. And that skill is activation. I make people do things that they think that they cannot do. I make people tap into the untapped potential, things that they normally don't feel or have the courage to do when they're with other people. But with me, they're activated. And some of my testimonials, some of my clients have said, Queenette has activated. She helped me step into my thought leadership. That this next powerful thing that they are subconsciously paying me for that they're not aware of, right? So in coaching, right? In coaching, you work with me one-on-one in coaching. There's two. I teach you. I say to them, I'm like, so here's what's happening behind the scenes. This is how I talk to my clients because if you don't understand what's happening behind the scenes, people tend to copy and they don't realize that. You're only seeing 10% of what's outside. You're not seeing the iceberg. You're not seeing what's underneath. So your copying won't work because you don't know what's underneath it, right? So your job, right, is to identify your profitable skill. Two types, right? And I've never shared this publicly, right? There's two types. One that the public facing one, the one that your ideal client can be like, yes, give me messaging. Yes, help me with my marketing. Yes, I want to attract clients. Yes, I want to get higher kind of clients, right? That's the one you're going to sell. That's the one you're going to present. That's the one that they can clearly identify that they need, right? Then you need to know your gifts, the thing that you were anointed with, the thing that they cannot put words to it, but you do. That's your medicine, your magic, whatever word resonates with you. That's your sauce. That's the thing that nobody can clone. They don't know why you're doing it. They don't know how. They want to copy the swag, but they can't. They don't know that part because they don't have that part. Everybody's different, right? That's what I help you identify also. But I do that in coaching because look how I'm trying to articulate all these things out loud to you. A lot of you, I trust the majority of you caught it, right? But I already know for sure that when it comes to marketing messaging, you have to share what the ideal client is already aware of. The other stuff can come later on in coaching, which is why I reserve that stuff for coaching, right? So a lot of conversation I have with my clients are like, so let me tell you what's happening, right? So let me, so let me bring you behind the scenes. So let me show you the real thing. So let me show you how this works. And so it's a lot of teaching them about the mindset because I have studied human behavior for 25 years now. This year, 2025 makes it 25 years since 2000. So, messaging, marketing, all those things, remember, you're dealing with human behavior, dealing with humans, right? And so, it is something that you have to understand. It's like if you can, if you, it's like two things you have to understand. Like, so some of the things I'm saying up front, in front of the camera, in front of the people, I'm saying to my ideal clients. And then there's some things you have to know that is activating them, that's driving that, that's triggering, that's making them say, oh, I see, I'm going to choose you, that they cannot articulate. And there is no need for you to try to explain that in your marketing language. And so I help my clients pull some of that stuff out. Like, if, for example, right, you can be wise, smart, good at what you do. And if you notice that people are not signing up to work with you, booking calls with you, it's because you're probably 9 out of 10 times, you're probably taking things that's supposed to be during things that you have to discuss during the coaching session, and you're trying to make that your marketing message. And those are not the same thing, right? Those are not the same at all. Okay. And so, again, just understanding your profitable skill, why people want to pay you. And I mean that, why people want to pay you. So I don't want you to just sit in, oh, my purpose is, and sometimes we sit in that, oh, my purpose, I'm just supposed to give, give, give. Of course, you're giving. Of course, you're changing lives. And you're getting paid really well to do so, right? And so you have to rectify that. If you are still having challenges around getting paid really well to change people's life, then that's something you can process and stuff like that. And if that comes up in coaching, I definitely help people process that, but something to know. Okay, so that's step one. That was a long way to explain, step one, but three steps to clarify your niche. Number one, I talked about identify your profitable skill. Okay. Number two, I want you to identify the ideal client. You choose your ideal clients, they don't choose you. Let me say that again. You choose your ideal client, they do not choose you. Okay. So, one of the biggest challenges people have is, like, especially when you're first getting started or feeling like, oh, I'm not getting clients that I want, you feel like you're at the mercy of clients. And that is not the case, right? Clients want to be coached. So, listen to the energy around this, right? Clients want to be coached by you. So, if you're the coach, right? I need you to be sure of what you're talking about, meaning I need you to be confident in what you're saying. I need you to be clear about what you're saying. I need you to be like, have conviction about what you're saying. If you don't have conviction about what you're saying, why would I listen to you? Right? So, in the ideal client perspective, right, the ideal client wants a coach who's confident. Confident is not about like, it's like, it's confident in what you do, that you can still be humble, be confident in what you do, right? And so you choose your ideal client, you don't let them choose you. And so this is one framework that I teach, which is we work with levels 8, 9s, and 10s and never levels 1, 2s, and 3s. And so levels 8, 9s, and 10s are people, and this is a good writer down, are people who are already ready, right, to get the results when they work with you, meaning they have they have different components in place in order to, when they work with you, get results really fast. Let me say that again. Levels 8, 9s, and 10s, right, are people who have certain components in place already so that when they work with you, you get results really fast, really fast, really, really good results really fast because you've identified what those people have to have in order to work with you to get the best results. So that's why I said you don't just let them pick you. You literally are picking them because you're creating the environment to call forth those levels 8, 9s, and 10s so that when they do come forth, you guys lock together, you guys come together, boom, amazing fireworks. They get the results. The biggest mistake, and I've made this in the beginning, was choosing levels 1, 2s, and 3s. And these are people you can save. And I put that in quotations so we can save people. But this is a low. What is the word I'm looking for? What's that? People, this is a people pleasing problem, right? Trying to work with levels 1, 2s, and 3s are people pleasing problems, probably imposters there. You're looking for people that you feel like you're so ahead of that you can really get them results, right? The problem is with this group of levels 1, 2s, and 3s is that they do not have the components to get them amazing results. And so when you work with them, they're not going to get results and you're going to be frustrated because you're going to be like, oh, you're going to start questioning yourself. Does what I have, is it, if it's really good, how come they didn't get results? That's not your ideal client. You shouldn't have been working with them. If I'm so good at what I do, how come I didn't get them the breakthrough? You shouldn't have been working with them. They don't have the mindset to get the results that you need because your messaging was targeting levels 1, 2s, and 3s, right? And so your messaging has to be speaking to levels 8, 9s, and 10s. And I always say, ignore levels 1, 2s, and 3s. Those are not your people. There's another coach for them. It's not you. So I teach you how to speak to levels 8, 9s, and 10s, right? 8, 9s, and 10s. Again, you want to look at a couple of things, right? People who are already ready, right? Already have the components, already have certain things in place, the mindset, they have some of the skill set and some of the assets in order that when you guys come together, you guys can create amazing results really, really fast, right? And so in order to do that, you need to know what does this client needs to have in place for me to, when I work with them, they get results. What kind of mindset does this client have to have in order that when I work with them, they get results? What kind of assets do they have to have in place so that I work with them to get results, right? So you want to think those things through. And when you put them together, you start speaking, it's a different energy. Your ideal clients are like, yes, that's what I'm talking about right there. Where have you been? Where have you been? And you'll see them like, you know, they'll message you, they'll DM you, they'll book consult. You'll see them moving towards you because you've nailed who they are. You've nailed the level of who you should be talking to, right? Okay. So that was number two. So again, three steps to clarify your niche, especially in 2025. Number one, your profitable skill. Number two, you're defining your ideal client because you choose your ideal client. They don't choose you. Okay. And I said choose levels 8, 9s, and 10s and not 1, 2s, and 3s, people you can save. Okay. All right. Now, the last one is kind of like related to number two, which is nailing your messaging, right? Align your message with your needs. So, this again, if you only did one thing in your business, nailing your message and being able to clearly articulate your messaging and what you do and all those things, you've done the heavy lifting. You've done the biggest part of growing a business, which is communicating the value that you bring, communicating the ROI of working with you, communicating the transformation, how will their lives change, and all those things. And doing it in a way that's effective and efficient. Okay. So aligning your message with your needs. So like nailing your messaging is so important. So once you identify the ideal client, right? Now we know the ideal client. We also know the level of the ideal client. We only want to talk to 8, 9s, and 10s. So like is on a bar of 1 to 10, there are a lot of people you can talk to. I'm coaching people, I'm advising people to only speak to levels 8, 9s, and 10s. This is people who are already running and you come in and the missing piece that they have in that puzzle is what you are a master at. And when you plug in your mastery of that missing piece, they take off. Okay. Versus 1, 2s, and 3s, people you have to save. You have to carry them on your back. You have to drag them. They're bruised up. You're bruised up. You're just doing the most, trying to save people. That's level 1, 2s, and 3s. And we have all been there. If you've been a coach at all, you have tried to rescue, you have tried to save, you have tried. That's not your job. There's a coach for those people who are levels 1, 2s, and 3s. And just to be clear, levels 1, 2s, and 3s doesn't mean beginners. There are beginners that are 8, 9s, and 10s. Like I just had a client who was on a break, right? She came back, right? She had only launched once, right? She came back and we relaunched her whole business, literally, new audience, new offer, new everything. So even though she was new, again, if you will, she was still a caliber. She was still at 8, 9, and 10. There was no saving. It was just my skill set matched her needs. 8, 9, and 10 took off. She did amazing. Her testimonial is on my Facebook, and it should be on YouTube as well. Dr. Tiana, just clear example of relatively new, right? But 8, 9, and 10 clientele, right? Okay. So I just want to be clear. So let's talk about your messaging, okay? So once you know your ideal client, your niche, your messaging should reflect that clarity, right? Like you want that message to be clear, like clear, nailed. So when you're talking, they're like, yes, where have you been? I like that where have you been energy that you get. So speak directly to their pain points and their desires. Let me give you an example. I know a lot of times speaking to pain points get a bad rap, but let me explain what I explained on a thread on a Facebook, and they got it. So let me drink this first. Okay. I feel like I need to calm down. Calm down, Gwyneth. Okay. So there was a threat. Someone posted something on Facebook, and the person said, because people tend to copy what they hear, but they don't think for themselves to see, okay, what is really being said here? So somebody posted on Facebook and said, you coaches, you need to stop selling pain points and selling pain points and stuff like that. And because people are followers, they don't think, right? They don't really understand. So a lot of people commented in the comments, were like, that's right. That's the bro marketers, like just making, like just. They just agree and making, the bro marketers are pushing and da, 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 is masculine, da, da, all this stuff. So they kept writing. So I was like, you know what? And usually I literally don't comment. If that doesn't apply, I don't care if it doesn't relate. But because the thread had what I consider a decent amount of high quality people, you know what I mean? I was like, okay, let me just drop a little gem, right? So this is kind of what I wrote, right? So I said, I totally understand because you have to be nice. People don't really understand, so you have to educate. So that's what I took it as. So I said, I totally understand the energy behind not pushing pain points just to trigger people and all those things, right? But I want to give you an example of why discussing pain points is important. And this is the example I gave them. I said, let's say, for example, someone is looking for cold medicine, right? And they go into the store, right? And on the box of the cold medicine says, do you have what is it called? Do you have a fever, right? Do you have a fever? Do you have runny nose? Do you have sniffles? Are you coughing, right? That box says that. Another box says, excuse me, do you have excuse me, do you have a headache? Is your head throbbing? Does your back hurt? And all these other things, right? It says on the other medicine, right? The only way for the person that's in the store looking for a pain medication to know what pain medication to get is by the symptoms, is by the pain points. Symptoms and pain points are the same thing, right? So the person who has a cold is probably looking for sniffles, coughing, and that sort of thing, right? So they need to know what the symptoms are so they can identify what medicine that they need, right? I didn't say it was this, but I just gave them the example of the cold medicine versus the headache medicine, right? And then I explained that to them. She was the, and then thankfully, again, that's why I only commented because I need to make sure I'm talking to people that are woke. If you're not awake enough, I don't waste my time because I already know I'm talking to one, twos, and threes. You're not going to get it. I don't argue with people. I don't have time. Right. But because I knew that logically, if I explained this, I took my time to explain it, those people will get it. That's what I did. So in the after I wrote that pain medicine versus cold, which is why we have to kind of explain what the symptoms are similar to pain points, so people can identify what it is that they need. She was like, oh yes, no, in that way for sure, that makes sense, and things like that. So this is why, right? It's so important, right? That part of the work that you do is your ability to think for yourself, your ability to think to see if this makes sense. Don't just join the Joneses and say, oh, this is what it is. This is, don't make blanket statements because they don't make blanket statements. Like, look and see, does this make sense or does this not make sense? So you have to know your ideal client's pain points unless you're not solving a problem they want to pay for, unless you don't have a business. Let me say it again. Okay. Let me say it again. Let's just all be very clear about this, right? If your ideal client does not have a pain point, you don't have a business. If your ideal client does not have something that they want to solve or a desire that they want to achieve, you don't have a business. There's no gap for you to fill. That's just basics, like supply and demand. Right? It's just like, I don't know if that's the right supply and demand, is not the right word for that. But you know what I mean? Like that's just there's no, like, I need my carpet clean. Cool. Problem. Pain point. Why I need a carpet cleaning company? Solution. I need my teeth whitened. Solution, better toothpaste, go to the dentist, floss. These are all solutions that our people are buying. You just don't think about it because you just buy it. It's just you're just buying the you're just buying it. Going, you know what I mean? I'm hungry. Pain. Solution, I need to eat something. Do you get what I'm saying? And so when it comes to your coaching business, right? Let's be very, 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 very clear that you are solving a pain point. And so here's the thing that you get to decide. Now, this is where, you know, as people who are efficient, effective, that are smart, that are, you know, you are unstoppable. You want to transform the lives. This is where I want you to get smart and you want to identify, well, what are the pain points, right? My ideal client wants to solve, like yesterday. Excuse me. What are the pain points my ideal client wants to solve? Decide which ones you're good at solving in the big business coaching space, right? Coaching, business coaching is huge, right? In that space, I've decided that one of the things that I'm good at, actually, my clients decided that one of the things I'm good at is messaging, is their offers, is that curriculum, making sure that their clients are getting results. So, messaging, curriculum and their offer. Those three things, let's go all day, every day, right? And putting them in action, right? Which is what we talked about behind the scenes. See, when I say put them in action, your mind is not necessarily, you may or may not, depending on where you are in your business, but like those top three things, your messaging, your offer, the curriculum and stuff like that, and a strategy or whatever, like those are things that you're like, yep. The thing I know, I'm like activation, like get that consistency, get it done, activate, like let's go. Like you're unstoppable queen, right? That's the movement, right? Listen to this, right? Those are pain points. Those are your pain points. Those are things that you need help with. Because you know, if you don't have a good offer that people desire and it's not irresistible, they're not going to buy it. If you don't have a messaging that can clearly articulate this offer, they're not going to even hear you. You cannot break through the noise, right? If you don't have a curriculum that you believe in, that you know that's going to help them get a result, you're going to feel like, I don't know if I should sell that. What if I don't get the result? Your mindset is going to talk you out of showing up powerfully like an unstoppable queen and saying, here, this is what I know. This is what I've experienced. This is what I understand. Now, I'm not talking about perfection, but I'm just saying those are the three things that I know are a pain point that I am good at helping. So what you have to do is identify of the things. There's a lot. There's a lot. This is where niching comes in. This is where that niching comes in. Sometimes you got to get some help around that, right? Of the things that you can do, let's say you are a marriage coach, a relationship coach, or whatever, of the things that you know how to do, what are those things that you're really, really, really good at? What are those pain points? Identify them. What are the desires that they want? A good number of my clients want to replace the 9 to 5 like I did. A good number of them. They're like, please get me out of this 9 to 5. A good number of them would give anything to identify their profitable skill and the offer that they were created, that they were built to offer the world. Identifying the offer, people think, oh, I'm just going to pull an offer out of nowhere. That doesn't, no, that's not how that works. You're different. You are different. There's an offer that you were created that only you can deliver. People will give anything to do that, right? And then, of course, the messaging. How do I clearly articulate who I am, what I do, right? The value of it, the ROI of it. How can I just clearly just talk like I know, like I know, like I know. I want that. I want that. I want to know what I'm saying. I want to believe what I'm saying. I want the what I'm saying to be effective. When I say it, I want people to move. I don't want to have to beg on sales calls and be pushy on sales calls and all those things. I want people to come to me. I want to attract, right? These are people, these are things that my ideal client desires. So pain points, desires, right? What are your ideal client's pain points? Identify the three that you can solve. Then identify the three that is the desired result. As a result of that, people, for my case, people leaving the 9 to 5, people finally discovering what it is that they were meant to offer the world. People finally being able to have the language, the actual words to say, that was one of my, like, I get those reviews all the time. Like to the words, no matter where you are, networking event, pajama party. Cause she had a, she, one of my clients got a Listen, went to a pajama party and got a not only a lead, a consultation from that lead that wants to join her program. No matter where you are, you don't talk like, "Oh, I'm gonna help you do." No, you just are clear of what you say that gets people to be like, "Whoa, either I need you or I have a friend that needs you." Without you sounding going everywhere, pitching yourself and nope, you just clearly articulate things in a way that's just very conversational, but you know what you're saying, right? All right. So again, number three, nailing your messaging, speak directly about pain points. We talked deep dive on pain points, talk deep dive on desires, right? And then in messaging, showcasing the desired result. Like, what will you help them achieve? Very similar to dream, but like, what will you help them achieve? What does this look like in their life? What does this look like in real life? Right? So one of my clients does marriage coaching. So she talked about being able to go on the dates like you used to go, like people who have been married for a while, being able to go on dates before they got married. Like, you know how it was spicy, hot, and all those things, like being able to cultivate that. And she uses communication. Right? People have feel like, I need to communicate, I need to communicate. So she, yes, one of the pain points is the lack of communication leads to like the distance, and the arguments and stuff like that. The desire is like, man, I really want the feeling we had before. Like, we had such a good connection. It was so much passion in our marriage. That's the result that she also could achieve. People want that, right? So pain, you guys are arguing all the time, nonstop arguing, not seeing eye to eye anymore. Right? Not really going on dates that y'all are enjoying, to wow, to have that burning desire that we had for each other at one point. How do we bring that back? That's a big desire. Okay? And I helped her articulate that message, right? And so and send the result. And then another thing too, when it comes to messaging, is don't be broad and don't be generic, right? Don't be broad. When it comes to high ticket, right? People are wanting customized specific solutions that are going to change their life. We're beyond the generic what is it called? Time, right? You can get information anywhere. People can get information anywhere between AI, between Google now. Information can be found anywhere. What people cannot get, I mean, this is very good. What people cannot get, right? Because information doesn't change life. If it did, people would be skinny and people would be fit, trim. Everybody knows how to lose weight, right? Let's just be clear. Everybody knows how to lose weight. Everybody knows what to do to lose weight. Eat well, what is it called? An exercise. You can even walk, right? Everybody hasn't lost the weight. Everybody's not in the body that they want. So whenever you think like just giving people information is enough, or there's so much information, or this person is doing it, if people already knew it, they would already have it. So as long as you're talking about your ideal client's pain point, clearly they're your ideal clients. They're still out there struggling with the issue. There are abundant of people struggling with the issue that you solve. So forget who already knows it. Your ideal clients are people who don't already know this, who don't already understand it, and they're looking for a solution. And that's where you come in. Does that make sense? So don't be generic. Don't be broad. Be specific. Like, what is it that you help them with? And be specific. The more specific you are, the more valuable it is. The more valuable it is, because when someone is looking for someone that really, really understands them at a deep level, they're like, yes, if you can help me do that, life changes. If you can help me really do that, my life changes. And so you want to get to the point where you're clear about what you can really help people do so their life can change. Okay. So this will require a review again, play this over and over again. This was a really good episode. Again, this is how to clarify your niche in 20 your niche in 2025. We talked about identifying your profitable skill. We talked about identifying your ideal client. You choose them, they don't choose you. And your profitable skill is the purpose that pays you. And then last, nailing that messaging, making sure that messaging is aligned with the niche. We talked about pain points. Review that, like pain points, desires, the results. And again, don't be broad, be very, very specific. Okay. At the high ticket level, specificity, customization, and being very intentional is very important, right? And so that's where you want to be. Okay. So that is it for now. I think that wraps up this episode. Yes. So again, implement some of the things that we talked about, right? When you implement them, you're gonna see the changes. You're gonna see how people are leaning in. You're gonna see how people like, let me message her. You're gonna see how people are finally asking questions about your program versus coffee, pick your brain coffee chats or whatever. You're gonna notice a difference even in your confidence when you are very clear about who you are, what you offer, who your ideal clients are, and again, speak into that. Eight, nines, and ten, that level, that caliber of clients right there at the eight, nines, and tens, and working with them. Once you start working with clients, eight, nines, and tens, you're in love with your business all over again. You're in love with yourself all over again. You're in love with what you bring to the table. You know what you bring to the table because you're working with the right ideal clients. And I cannot emphasize that enough. They don't choose you, you choose them. Okay. That is it. Have a fantastic day, and I'll talk to you soon. Take care. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of Messaging for Impact with your host, Queenette Wobodo. We hope you've gained valuable insights and inspiration to fuel your entrepreneurial journey. If you found today's episode helpful, please consider subscribing, rating, and leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Your feedback fuels our mission to empower women entrepreneurs like you. Remember, your message has the power to change lives, starting with your own. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll continue to explore the strategies and mindset shifts that will help you leave a lasting legacy through your business. Until then, keep believing in your limitless potential and keep sharing your message for impact.